conclusion that the bleached and ancient bar of lye soap was the rarest of scented whatever, undulants or whatever they were, from distant Clatch. It was an effort. The gods alone knew what kind of demon would respond to a summoning like this. Granny was also a little uneasy. She didn't much care for demons in any case, and all this business with incantations and implements whiffed of wizardry. It was pandering to things, making them feel important. Demons ought to come when they were called. But protocol dictated that the host witch had the choice, and Nanny quite liked demons, who were male, or apparently so. At this point, Granny was alternately cajoling and threatening the netherworld with 2 feet of bleached wood. She was impressed at her own daring. The waters seethed a little, became very still, and then, with a sudden movement and a little popping noise, mounded up into a head. McGrath dropped her soap. It was a good-looking head, maybe a little cruel around the eyes and beaky about the nose, but nevertheless handsome in a hard kind of way. There was nothing surprising about this. Since the demon was only extending an image of itself into this reality, it might as well make a good job of it. It turned slowly, a gleaming black statue in the fitful moonlight.
"Well?"
it said.
"Who are you?" said Granny bluntly.
The head revolved to face her.
"My name's unpronounceable in your tongue, woman,"
it said.
"I'll be the judge of that," warned Granny, and added, "Don't you call me woman." "Very well. My name is Hvertrichapulsk," said the demon smugly. "Where were you when the vials were handed out behind the door?"
said Nanny Og.
"Well, mister,"
Granny hesitated only fractionally.
"Hvertrichapulsk, I expect you're wondering why we called you here tonight." "You're not supposed to say that," said the demon. "You're supposed to say, shut up. We have a sword of art and the octogram of protection, I warn you." "Please yourself. They look like a washboard and a copper stick to me," sneered the demon.
Granny glanced sideways. The corner of the washroom was stacked with kindling wood, with a big heavy sawhorse in front of it. She stared fixedly at the demon, and without looking, brought the stick down hard across the thick timber. The dead silence that followed was broken only by the 2 perfectly sliced halves of the sawhorse teetering backwards and forwards and folding slowly into the heap of kindling. The demon's face remained impassive.
"You're allowed 3 questions," it said. "Is there something strange at large in the kingdom?"
said Granny. It appeared to think about it. "And no lying," said McGrath earnestly. "Otherwise it'll be the scrubbing brush for you."
"You mean stranger than usual?" "Get on with it," said Nanny. "My feet are freezing out here." "No, there's nothing strange."
"But we felt it," McGrath began.
"Hold on, hold on," said Granny.
Her lips moved soundlessly. Demons were like genies or philosophy professors. If you didn't word things exactly right, they delighted in giving you absolutely accurate and completely misleading answers.
"Is there something in the kingdom that wasn't there before?"
she hazarded.
"No."
Tradition said that there could only be 3 questions. Granny tried to formulate one that couldn't be deliberately misunderstood. Then she decided that this was playing the wrong kind of game.
"What the hell's going on?" she said carefully. "And no mucking about trying to wriggle out of it, otherwise I'll boil you."
The demon appeared to hesitate. This was obviously a new approach.
"McGrath, just kick that kindling over here, will you?"
said Granny.
"I protest at this treatment,"
said the demon, his voice tinged with uncertainty.
"Yes, well, we haven't got time to bandy legs with you all night,"
said Granny.
"These word games might be all right for wizards, but we've got other fish to fry." "Or boil," said Nanny. "Look," said the demon, and now there was a whine of terror in his voice. "We're not supposed to volunteer information just like that. There are rules, you know." "There's some old oil in the can on the shelf, McGrath," said Nanny.
"If I simply tell you," the demon began.
"Yes," said Granny encouragingly.
"You won't let on, will you?" it implored.
"Not a word," promised Granny.
"Lips are